Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we go again, jumping into the best in modern and contemporary jazz on a Saturday night here on Mike's Radio with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In, and autumn has truly shown its hand with crisp cold mornings, spectacular sunrise and sunsets, and the lovely crunch under your feet of a russet and golden carpet beneath the trees. Fog over the hills, a wind of change as a new council of ministers is announced. So, what have you been brushing up on this week, H, apart from leaves, obviously?
Yeah, plenty of those around, has to be said. I've got some news. It might be from Andrew, or it could be from Bill, who's been out on a Friday evening. And also, we'll be thinking perhaps a little bit of Archie Shepp.
And from me, a lightweight elementary particle, a trip to the fair, a message to God, and to start out with the Chelsea Shuffle. Oh, beg your pardon. And nary a red-coated pensioner in sight. Here's Chuck Owen and the Jazz Surge.
Thank you.
fantastic stuff there. Composer, arranger, band leader, and on the choir, a hammer dulcimer player, Chuck Owen, and the Jazz Surge, the 19-piece band that he's curated, fronted, and celebrated 25 years with, and their new release, Within Us, the title taken from a essay by Albert Camus, Return to Tipasa. It was Within Me, but he changed it to Within Us. Great, great band, this. The Chelsea Shuffle they were playing was a composition by Chick Corea. Chick had guested a number of times with the band over their quarter-century history and had always been an inspiration to Chuck. This arrangement had solos there from Steve Wilson on soprano, Warren Wolf on vibes, and Mark Neuenschwander on the bass. And along with Milestones, it's the only other track on the album not composed by Chuck as well. Chuck Owen and the Jazz Surge, it's a great album and a great band with many, many albums to their names, which makes you wonder, doesn't it? A band like with that for 25 years, Grammy nominations, and a guest list that reads pretty much like a who's who of American jazz greats. And you think, how is it that I've never come across the Jazz Surge before? But there you are. It is available now on, it's on Mama Records, and I think it's also on a different distributor, possibly in the UK, but definitely one to look out for.
Very good indeed. I have got that. I haven't actually heard it all. There's just too much music, not enough time. That's the problem. Just need to retire and be able to garden and just listen to jazz all day.
Hear, hear.
That'd be the life, wouldn't it? Yes, to a man who is enjoying something of a late career renaissance. Often seems to be the case to a degree for drummers, that, doesn't it? I mean, Paul Motion sort of had a wonderful sort of career way after his early days with Bill Evans, with his own bands, of course, up until he died. Realistically, Art Blakey went on leading the Messages for years and years and years. Jack DeJohnette, I'm thinking. Roy Haynes, I think, still playing in his 90s. Andrew Cyril's a mere 81, but still forging ahead with new ideas. He's got his new one out, called simply The News, on ECM, carrying on his story from the Declaration of Musical Independence from 2014, which I was very fond of. Not a car album, it has to be said. A late night one, for listening with a cigar, your favourite crisp chocolate bar, and a glass of whiskey, I think. Really thoughtful, meditative stuff. This latest one, described by Downbeat as an unabashed exploration into time, pulse, space, and atmosphere. Ambitious yet simple, rich yet stripped down, challenging yet infinitely satisfying. I'm not going to disagree with that. Here's one written by guitarist Bill Frisell Gold called Go Happy Lucky. Thank you. Liking that a lot. I haven't actually heard the entire album yet, just about half of it at the moment. Again, not one necessarily for listening in the car, which I know a lot of people do these days, or out on your playlist or whatever you might have, if you've got it on your device of some kind or other, your phone, or if you still have an iPod or whatever. You know what? I don't really know. It's one of those ones. Again, I think it's best enjoyed this one on a half-decent hi-fi at home in a chair with a glass of something. You know, it could be tea or coffee. I think
you could go with a decent pair of wireless headphones, walking the dog in the wind or the rain in a nice kind of stark, quiet environment.
But I mean, that is one of the swingier numbers. Some of the others are more spacious and much more stripped back.
They are very ECM, it has to be said.
David Vrelis taking the piano chair, if you've enjoyed any of his earlier ones. The previous one, I think, Declaration of Musical Independence, had old associate of Andrew Cyril's, Richard Teitelbaum, on a piano. Unfortunately, I think he had ill health for this one. It was a bit of a last-minute replacement, David Vrelis, and I'd a perfect foil, I would say, coming in for Cyril's music. Ben Street on the bass, and of course you'll recognise long-term partner from the last couple of albums, I think, Bill Frizzell on the guitar. Wonderful stuff. ECM, easily obtainable. The News, Andrew Cyril.
Reminds me, I've got David Vrelis, one I haven't played for the show either. I must dig that out. Now, another new name to me, well, to me at least, is UK-based bass player Greg Cordes. Greg, who is a New Zealand expat, has been recording albums in New York for Ropadope for its last three releases, and this latest one was inspired, at least in part, by a time spent working in a gatehouse at the foot of the Brecon Beacons. Here's Down Quark. down quark, or the... it's a little D symbol, isn't it? A down quark, I think. Taken from Magnolia, the latest release from bass player Greg Cordes, with a stellar lineup, including a couple of members of the Brian Blade Fellowship, John Cowherd on piano and keyboards, Steve Cordenies on guitar, along with Tony Malaby on sax and Kenny Wollinson on the drums. And the album was produced by a friend and fellow bass player, Chris Lightcap. Greg says he's influenced heavily by the work of Bad Plus bassman Reed Anderson, and the album in this case takes its inspiration from the beauty of the Brecon Beacons, the chaos of Brooklyn, and the vast barren expanses of Iceland. And thanks to Ropadope for sending us a copy of that.
Can't argue with that, as they say. You're listening to Jumpin' In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz, with Chris and myself, H, here on Manx Radio. Of course, get in touch at any time you like. Email, fastest way these days. You can always drop us a line in the card if you want, but email, it's just howardcain@manxradio.com or chriscain@manxradio.com, and that Kane is C-A-I-N-E, all lowercase. Postcards welcome as well. I haven't had one for a while.
Or cake, come to that.
You can sort of drop in the old postcard. It's Howard and Chris on Jumping In, and that's Manx Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man. IM15BG, I think it is, something along those lines. It'll get there in any case, close enough. I don't think that's right, but it'll get there with or without the postcode. What have we got coming up next? Who Are You? Yeah, it's the one, second one from vibist Joel Ross, who's been making some great noises on Blue Note as well, here in the company of Emmanuel Wilkins on alto sax, Jeremy Curran piano, Kanoa Mendenhall on bass, and Jeremy Dutton at the drums. A track called More. Good ending on that one as well. A nice fade out. Don't hear so many fade outs these days, do you? Who are you? Joel Ross. You might be familiar with him, of course, playing with Walter Smith III. Particularly, I think he featured on his last two In Common albums, which have been
only
cracking.
On one of them.
Oh, just the one, was it? First one. Yeah, cracking albums. I can't remember who's on the second one now. Either of those are, again, well worth a punt if you aren't familiar with them. Walter Smith, as we actually said, the only time I can remember seeing him live, and certainly the last time we saw him live, very disappointing. Whether he was hungover, whether he was jet-lagged or not, I don't know. All his albums I really, really enjoyed.
To be fair, it was Sunday morning, and it was quite early in the morning, and he had just flown overnight.
Yeah, I know, but there's no excuse.
I had to go straight out back after again. But no, you're right.
That's the life of a jazzer, isn't it? You know, you pay your money, and in fact, the guys who hired them weren't having any of it because he played a short set, and they said, get back up and play some more, because he sort of did 40 minutes and said, cheerio, and he'd been booked to play an hour. I mean, anyway, that's another story. It might just be an off day. His music is great generally, great composer. He's producing this one as well, and is co-produced with Joel Ross, this one with Walter Smith III. Who are you? And just again, Joel on the vibes, Emmanuel Wilkins on alto, Jeremy Curran piano, Kanawha Mendenhall on bass, and Jeremy Dutton at the drums.
Now, some music almost defies classification, and I think that this next band falls into that category. Recorded live at the 2016 Mold Jazz Festival, here's Mechanical Fair. Thank you. again, perhaps not car music, but a very interesting album nonetheless. That was Mechanical Fair live, both the track and the album name, from viola and violin player Norwegian Ola Kvanberg and the Trondheim Soloists. Brought upon Norwegian folk, Ola took to jazz in the 90s when he released the Hot Club de Norvège, inspired perhaps not surprisingly by Stefan Grappelli and the Hot Club de Paris. And his earlier albums have been stylistically very varied. As I say, the tribute album to the Hot Club, the ADM album meets Spaghetti Western, is how he described his 2017 release Steam Dome, whereas Mechanical Fair Live was an altogether more lyrical affair. When he was asked for one word to describe it, he said, megalomaniacal.
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah, it's very fine. Yes, uncategorizable. Is that the word? Is
inclassifiable.
That the word? Inclassifiable. Yeah. Inclassifiable. That's the word, isn't it? Yeah. Wonderful stuff. Not so much of a problem for our next artist this evening, Bill Evans and his trio. I mean, one of the most famous jazz piano trios of all time, I would guess, still highly influential on lots of young players coming through today. And I guess in Bill's case, it really was taking a classical technique and applying it to jazz idioms in many ways, I guess, right throughout his career, which sadly didn't last as long as it might well have done. There seems to be no end of new recordings appearing, even though he's been dead at goodness knows how many years now. Behind the Dykes, another double set, I think, from Resonance, is out. I haven't actually got hold of that one yet. I heard it. But this one I have been enjoying. Bill Evans' trio on a Friday evening. This is a good one from relatively late in his career, June 1975. Recorded live in concert at the wonderfully named Oil Can Harry's in Vancouver. And this is a track called Sirene Jura. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nick Bertsch, composer, pianist, producer from Zurich, Switzerland. Looking very much forward to be on your radio for Jumping In on Manx Radio. And you might hear some of my music. Thanks a lot, Howard and Chris. This comes directly from the Zenfunk main station.
Terrific stuff. Archie Shepp from a classic album, Four for Train, a track called Rufus. And then rather worryingly, and you can guess where this is coming from in brackets, swung his face at last to the wind, then his neck snapped. Archie Shepp on tenor, John, I can never get it right, T'Chai, and I don't think I pronounced it correctly, I can never remember, on alto. Alan Shorter, trumpet, Roswell Rudd, trombone, Reggie Workman, bass, Charles Moffat at the drums. You recognise that beat from some of the Ornette Coleman albums. And before that, Bill Evans and his trio on a Friday evening at Oil Can Harry's, one of the new unfound recordings. Basically, a little guy called Gary Barclay was a recording engineer, or at least he was presented a jazz show in Canada. And he organised the recording of this gig back in 1974. He then put it out on his show, and then he had the tapes in his attic, basically, for the next 40, 50 years or whatever. And now they've been rediscovered, and with everyone's blessing, have been released as Friday, on a Friday evening, the Bill Evans Trio. And in particular of interest, as it's got Elliot Zygmunt on drums, who'd taken over from Marty Morell and changed the dynamics in many ways of the trio. Great stuff.
Terrific stuff indeed. And Bill Evans, another one of those greats who actually seems to have released more albums since his passing than when he was alive. Well, that's about it for this week's Jumping In. We've just about time to bring you a track from pianist and composer Neil Cowley. Always a treat when one of his comes out. Known for his heavily percussive and loud style. I mean, the album we notedly picked him up on was Loud, Louder, Stop, wasn't it, I think?
Yes.
And this solo release was put together over lockdown, and it sees him returning to the acoustic piano, albeit treated and affected in a number of ways on the album. From Hall of Mirrors, here's the reflective and spiritual Prayer. See you next week.
Take care.